NTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
grey hat. Here's a fairly useless fact. The jaws of sheep chew round and round.
Big fat man at half a crown.
Use your eyes and tongues and toes, and you will hear how all things go.
That was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band from the album Meet the Bonzos. That was Paper Round, and that featured Eric Clapton on guitar. And that's because you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Alton. Everything we play is, well, except for one song tonight. We're going to play one that Eric's not actually on, but he's related to it. But pretty much everything you're going to hear is Eric Clapton, whether it's with Cream, Derek and the Dominoes, Blind Faith, solo work, or such as what we just heard, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, where he's sitting in with other artists live or in the studio. And we started that off with Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton from the album Live from Madison Square Garden. Actually, it's on the DVD. That's Crossroads. So, and again, this is Crossroads. And I want to tell you about the trivia question this week. And if you want to write this number down, it's 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545, and the first correct caller with the correct answer can win a gift certificate to Dre's Restaurant in Newton, New Jersey. I think that's the same thing as Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. That's what I hear anyway. Haven't been there yet, so but anyway, you'll find it. So here's the question. Well, it's not so much a question. It's a challenge, basically. Name one song. Now, there might be more than one, but as far as I know, there's only one. And again, I sort of kind of know stuff about Eric Clapton. Name one song where Eric Clapton is credited with playing the ukulele, and apparently he is the one playing the ukulele on the track. So name one song where Eric Clapton is playing the ukulele. Could be an Eric Clapton song, could be somebody else's, it could be anything. Just whatever. Any song where Eric Clapton is playing the ukulele. 908-852-4545. Now let's hear from old Slow Hand himself.
My ears resound through my brain. runs into the sea. Cause every day I fire along, stepping the silence all around me.
was The Core from Eric Clapton's release Slow Hand. We'll have to work a trivia question in on the reason for that name one of these days. I'm sort of giving it away because it's easy to prepare for. But in any event, that was Mel Collins on saxophone, by the way. Other than that, it was all the standard band. Jamie Oldacre, Carl Radel, Dick Sims, George Terry, Yvonne Elliman, and Marcy Levy, who had been added, I guess, an album or two after the 461 Ocean Boulevard, but she toured with them for many years, actually. So that was The Core from Slow Hand. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Alt, and this is WNTI 91.9, where great music lives. And we also stream online at WNTI.org, where you can also check out the playlist. And I'm going to recommend you do that now because, well, you know what? Let me tell you something else first because last thing I want to do is give you a phone number. What I want to tell you right now is that we just received a warning of from the National Weather Service of severe thunderstorms in Berks County, Pennsylvania, Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, and Northampton County, Pennsylvania. So severe thunderstorm watch in effect for this evening. What I wanted to tell you before we go into the break is that well, first of all, when we come back from the break, we're going to do a sort of a tangential, sort of dotted line, mini, quasi tribute to Jerry Goffin, who was, of course, the husband and co-songwriter, the lyricist that worked with his wife, Carole King, for many years and wrote some incredibly great songs. And Carol Bernotis did a fantastic, absolutely superb tribute all 2 hours of her Sunday night show this last Sunday. So I can't do it justice, really, because there's really no solid connection between Eric and Jerry Goffin. But he did do some work with Carole King on a couple of songs that Carol wrote without Jerry. And he did some work with James Taylor, who also did some Carole King and Jerry Goffin songs. Not that they did it all together, but we're gonna sort of pay tribute to the Goffin-King relationship. How does that sound for you? And so going into the break, I just want to tell you that we haven't gotten any answers to the correct answer to the trivia question yet. And it's just basically name any song that you can think of, you can guess all you want, that Eric Clapton played ukulele on, or at least was credited with ukulele. Legend has it that he actually was the one playing it, because there is a ukulele on the song. So name one song where Eric is playing the ukulele, and it could be any artist you can imagine, anybody. It doesn't have to be, you know, an Eric Clapton album or a Cream album or something like that. And one last thing I want to tell you is that there is a hint. If you look at the WNTI playlist, go to WNTI.org and poke around a little bit and look for the playlist. And the answer is not in the playlist, but it's getting there. So there's a big hint, and we've only played three songs so far. So if you use your imagination, and maybe you do a Google search, you might be able to come up with something. So let's take a break, and then when we get back, we'll begin our tribute to Jerry Goffin, and you can call us at 908-852-4545.
Hey baby, little Steven here. This week in the Underground Garage, we take a trip to Moosylvania. That's right, we are celebrating one of the coolest cartoon shows of all time, Rocky and Bullwinkle. And people wonder why my generation has arrested development. It's a flying squirrel, a moose, and a rock and roll dance party, baby, this weekend in the Underground Garage.
Saturday night at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Mock Junk Opera House welcomes bassist Stanley Clark on Friday, June 27th, and singer-songwriter Mary Fall on Saturday, June 28th. The Mock Junk Opera House is located on West Broadway in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Tickets and information available at mockjunkoperahouse.com or by phone 570-325-0245.
I'm Rob Skurlak, formerly number 32 for the New Jersey Devils. I knew my hockey career wouldn't last forever, so I went back to school to get my degree at Centenary College. Centenary offers flexible, affordable undergraduate and master's degree programs designed for busy adults. While I'll always be a Devil at heart, today I'm a sales rep for a major medical device company. Centenary made my transition from the ice to the corporate world an easy one. See what Centenary can do for you by going to centenarycollege.edu. That's centenarycollege.edu. Tell them Rob sent you.
Everything changes on you.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Tides of life are ebbing out.
And that's Old Clapper on the song Wasted Country by Gail Ann Dorsey. It had nothing to do with Jerry Goffin, by the way. Just came in at the tail end. Gail Ann Dorsey is a very, I guess, distinguished, we would say, session musician. She's a bass player. Most noted for playing for almost 20 years with David Bowie. And, I mean, the list of people she's played with is just unbelievable. I mean, I'll just read a couple. Lenny Kravitz, Brian Ferry, Indigo Girls, Gwen Stefani, Charlie Watts, Seal. It just goes on and on. Dar Williams, Annie DeFranco, Susan Warner. But that's from an album that she put out in 1988 called Corporate World, a solo album, one of three, I believe, that she's put out, and that was called Wasted Country. And we started that set off with the beginning of a sort of a dotted line tribute to Jerry Goffin, who we lost last week. And what did we start out with? We played Ain't That the Way from his wife, his former wife, Carole King, her album City Streets. And, of course, Carole was the only writer on that song and all the songs on the album, but that's why I said sort of a dotted line reference to Jerry Goffin. And then we heard the Goffin and King song Up on the Roof by James Taylor from the Concert for New York City, which Eric was at. And then at another point, Eric had James Taylor join him at the Crossroads Festival. So there's a bit of a, you know, 2 degrees of separation there, sort of a connection. And then we ended again with City Streets from the album of the same name, another Carole King song from her album City Streets. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I am your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a bit of a break and play some, let's see, I guess we're going to play, yeah, we're going to play something from Saturday Night Live.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Anyone who knows me well knows I love Canadians. This week is no exception. I love Dallas Green, Sitting Color, who's with us this week. Also joining us, European duo Boy. It's an international extravaganza in E-Town. Plus, we've got a wonderful achievement award for you, too. That's this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Napa Auto Parts, located on Willow Grove Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey, offering auto parts for foreign and domestic vehicles. Napa is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information can be found online at NapaOnline.com or by phone 908-852-5080.
The Ridge and Valley chapter of Trout Unlimited is a new chapter in Warren County. Trout Unlimited's mission is to conserve, protect, and restore North America's cold water fisheries and their watersheds. Meetings are held on the third Thursday of each month at the PeaQuest Hatchery and Education Center in Oxford, New Jersey. The meetings start at 7:30 and are open to the public. For more information about Trout Unlimited, 973-222-0734 or online at njtu.org.
Tonight.
Right, that's Eric Clapton from the Saturday Night Live, the musical performances CD, Volume 1, with Wonderful Tonight. I believe Deborah Winger was the host that night. That goes out to Sandy because she sent me a nice message about that being her favorite song. Thanks for playing it. And by the way, I also got a nice message from Gail Ann Dorsey quite a while ago, just saying cheers for having played that song from her album. We are going to reveal the answer to the trivia question now at WNTI 91.9, where great music lives. And the question was, name one song that Eric Clapton plays ukulele on. Bob Earl, a friend of mine from the station, said that he saw him play it on, Tears in Heaven once, but I don't think that that's a released song, so I can't play it. So the song I was thinking of is called The Intro and the Outro. It's from the Bonzo Dog Band, Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, to give it the full name, from their album Gorilla. Now, they're going to basically rattle off all the people that are playing on this, and they're obviously not all playing on it because he mentions Adolf Hitler and among others, but legend has it that Eric actually is playing the ukulele on this, so let's take a listen.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater on the saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells.
So there you have it. You heard that ukulele part in the introduction of Eric Clapton from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band's the intro and the outro from the album Gorilla. Hey, what's up next? First of all, we're going to play something from Lionel Richie featuring Eric Clapton on guitar, and that is a song called Tonight We'll Be All Right. And after that, E-Town, during which I'm going to go get me some kind of a snack because I'll be back doing Mike the Hippie Show from 10 to midnight. So I will see you later. Now for some Lionel Richie.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.